It's time for the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education, brought to you by the Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every single day. And we welcome in Roxanne Ramsey-Casario, North Ridgeville Schools Superintendent. Roxanne, how are we doing today?
I am doing well. How are you, Rocco?
Not bad, not bad. Can't complain, all things considered. And, you know, I wanted to start with how you guys over at North Ridgeville have been doing things amidst, you know, a global pandemic. Certainly some unprecedented, some unorthodox times all around the nation, all around the world for that matter. So how did you guys over at North Ridgeville do to the return to classes? Were you guys all in person? Was it online? Was it a hybrid? And what kind of feedback have you guys gotten at this point in the school year?
Yeah, great question. So back before school started, we took the time to communicate with our school community, including staff and parents, just trying to get a sense of where people were in terms of their comfort in returning to class. And what we learned pretty quickly was that about 25% of our families were feeling like they wanted to have an online option and didn't really feel comfortable returning into the building in any capacity. And so we were able to offer a full online program for those who chose that format. And ironically, we have about 25% of our community who is taking part in that online option. In trying to comply with all of the governor and health department recommendations, we did set up the remainder of the district in a hybrid format, and the hybrid format allowed us to maintain a full 6 feet of distance between our students in the classroom and at all structured times. We also, of course, have the mask requirement for all of our students and staff. And really working hard to sanitize throughout the day both our buildings, the structure itself, as well as working into our classroom curriculum, time for students to wash hands, et cetera. So all things considered, we are doing really well. Of course, there are challenges. Of course, there is room to improve. We recently reached back out to both the staff and the community for a temperature check on where we were as we concluded the first quarter and are well into our second quarter. And just taking, again, that temperature check to get a sense of where we needed to improve most and where people were feeling. The great news coming out of both of those surveys is that both staff and our parents feel very safe in our buildings. Again, we maintain that 6 feet of distance despite some of the discussion back and forth about is 6 feet okay, is 3 feet okay. You know, what we have heard loud and clear is that, you know, it needs to be within 6 feet in order to eliminate close contacts when there is a COVID case. And we knew that it was just a matter of time before we began to see them in the schools and we would have the best approach to dealing with it, knowing that we would not need to quarantine mass amounts of students due to those close contacts because we don't have them. So that has been good news. You know, there are pockets that, you know, don't necessarily fit into that perfectly, but definitely we have eliminated the vast majority of those kinds of contacts. So the great news is that, again, over 90% of the survey respondents feel that they're very safe coming into our buildings. You know, in terms of things like broadband and internet accessibility, we did learn that about 25% of our families were struggling. And so our IT director and curriculum director reached out to each one of those respondents via email that was having some trouble. And since then has delivered well over 100 MiFis or hotspots in order for the student to have a better connection.
Wow.
So we're really trying to be as proactive as we can. I'm assuming at some point you're going to ask me how we're moving forward. And, you know, that was a large part of both surveys as well. And, you know, as we comb through all of the information and respondents, you know, we really are a split. You know, we're kind of split down the middle, both with staff and families, you know, whether or not we return to a 5 day a week schedule or, you know, remain as we currently are. you know, just over 50% of our families would be okay if we had less than a 6-foot distance between students, and that is far less for our staff. And if you look across the board, you know, what should we do? About 50% say, you know, kind of stay as we are. I'm sorry, return to 5 days, and then we have some 50% that believe stay as we are, or about 17% that say let's go fully online. So we're sort of a mixed bag, and so we're trying to really make sense of the survey data in addition to looking at the county numbers, the numbers here in North Ridgeville, and what that spread looks like within our schools. And again, as I noted earlier, the spread within our school buildings has been very minimal, which is great news, but still, you know, something that we need to consider as we prioritize the safety of our staff and students.
Does it ever get fatiguing, Roxanne, trying to keep up with, you know, all the new guidelines, all the new implementations? Like you said, your own community is certainly split on a number of different things there. So, you know, I got to imagine that gets a little exhausting after a while trying to deal with everything. But like you said, something that's necessary to keep everybody happy and safe.
Yeah, it is. This is by far the most difficult, you know, time that I have had to lead through. And I would say that would be a common answer for not only superintendents, but for teachers, for, you know, any building principal, for parents. You know, this is just, you know, I hate the word, but I'll use it, an unprecedented time.
There you go.
You know, it just really is, you know, something none of us ever in our lifetime imagined we would experience, and we're doing it together. And, you know, the theme that we've tried to hold on to here in North Ridgeville is, see us together and Rangers strong. And that's, you know, something that we keep turning to, and you know, I think means a lot to our families, means a lot to our staff and students. And again, despite the challenges, I can't say enough about the work that our staff has done. And again, it is hard work, and it's not easy, and we have a lot of room to improve, but they are working hard. They're doing what they can with what we have, and you know, really trying to engage students in meaningful lessons remotely and also in person when they're here, and they are doing a fantastic job. So yeah, it is definitely draining, and I know we're all going to come out of this stronger, and I know that we'll come out of this with, you know, some things that we can hold on to and work to improve down the road, and really look at the way we approach education in the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. Roxanne Ramsey-Casario, North Ridgeville School Superintendent, our guest on this week's Champions of Education. Roxanne, you hear people talk a lot about making sure, you know, students are feeling supported and loved through all of this. And I think sometimes, you know, staff and faculty can get placed under the radar a little bit in that regard. So do you guys have things in place to help teachers, you know, other faculty and staff out if they need to, you know, vent or reach out for help or do whatever they need to do?
I do know that we have implemented some staff wellness check-ins with our school social worker, Chelsea Freeman.
Okay.
Who has worked very hard to find ways for staff to have some outlets, as well as the ESC of Lorain County has been an awesome partner in working to provide a similar format where teachers can go, and not only teachers, any staff member, and this really does impact everybody, but a staff member who, you know, just is struggling with something, they have a safe place to go and talk things through and really just have a sounding board where others feel similar to the way that they're feeling. And again, just all working together to try to get through this.
Roxanne, my last question here for you, and I always give the superintendents here at the end of this segment to, you know, just open things up a bit. If there's any other, you know, news, comments, updates, you know, pretty much anything that you'd like to share with the community, what would that be?
Well, you know, again, I ask for grace, you know, during this time for all of our staff and our students and our families, and nobody has the right answers right now. And, you know, we are very fortunate here in North Ridgeville that we have a very supportive community and a very supportive Board of Education that acknowledges the hard work of all of our staff members and truly believes that we are prioritizing the safety of all of our staff and students and really are working hard to, again, keep our students engaged in meaningful lessons, whether they're online or in person. And I couldn't be more thankful for both the Board of Education and our community for the support that they have displayed thus far.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Roxanne, thank you very much for sharing what you guys got going on over there at North Ridgeville. Sounds like everything's operating safe, operating smoothly. And thank you again for sharing some insight into what you guys got going on. Good luck the rest of the school year over at North Ridgeville.
Thank you, Rocco. Have a great one.